This past week, I filed one action in United States District Court and another action in Arizona State Court. Our court of general jurisdiction is called Superior Court. Different states have different names for it. They're functionally equivalent. Now, with federal court, the surprise that I got was that these days, they assign the case initially to a U.S. magistrate rather than to a district court judge. And they hand you a form and say, if you want this case to be heard by a district court judge, you have to elect. And in Tucson, you fill out the bottom half to elect to have a district court judge. So I did that. Now, it's real important to have a sufficient number of copies to serve on everybody. And figuring out who the parties are is one of the tricks, because it would make sense that you're going to sue the state of Nevada, right? Okay, well, you're not going to do that, because that don't work. You instead have to sue the Board of Prisons or the individual warden. I'd suggest both, to be honest with you. Now, you need summons. You need a civil cover sheet, whether in federal court or state court. Now, with the summons, you need three copies. In Arizona State Court, which is Superior Court, you have to have a certificate regarding mediation. You have to say yes. This case is subject to the rules for arbitration, which means that you're asking for damages less than $60,000. If you're asking for non-monetary relief, which, you know, we usually are, then, you know, it's not eligible for mediation, because all that arbitration can do is give you a monetary award. They cannot grant equitable relief. Now let's talk about equitable relief, because the state court complaint, you know, I had to have my client verify it, because it requested equitable relief. Equitable relief is anything that isn't monetary damages. So if you're asking that some practice stop or start, that's equitable relief. So you have to have a verification at the end of your pleading. Now, make sure you've got enough copies, because when I went down to Superior Court, the super was filling in at the attorney's window and took a look and said, okay, I can see the problem immediately. We got too many copies here. You can't have enough copies, because believe me, they go like Carter's little liver pills. Once you have the stack of paperwork, that's when you either put it in the hands of a process server or the equivalent. You know, they do have judicial officers who can serve these things, like the marshals.